Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:23-27. The book of Hebrews deals with the institution of a new covenant by the superior authority of Jesus Christ and the passing of an old law. The book urges continual fidelity to Jesus Christ by the full assurance of faith, Hebrews 10:22. In the profession that has been made of the divine nature of Jesus as the Son of God, we are to hold fast without even the slightest bit of wavering. We are to be faithful to the promises that God has made through Christ, for God is faithful to the promises which he has made to us. In serving God while living in this present world, we are taught that we need each other. The church is a unity of people who share a common faith, Titus 1:4, and a common salvation, Jude 3. Because of this bond which is created in Christ, we are to provoke each other in the pursuit of love and good works. This consideration and provocation of each other comes in the assembling of ourselves together. To forsake or remove ourselves from this assembling together is to place ourselves in grave danger. In one another we find strength. A battle is not won by one, but rather by many. The battle against the forces of evil is to be fought in the strength of the entire body of Christ. A day was approaching that would be a threat to the future destiny of the church. In our time, there is always a battle that must be fought because of the persistence of Satan. The devil never goes quietly away, but only for a season, Luke 4:13. Our encouragement of each other in our assembling together is a guard against the judgment and fiery indignation that has the capability to destroy the adversaries. God has never been pleased with those who fall away from him and drift back into the domain of the devil. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness, 1 Corinthians 10:5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.